Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and we're joined by our Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Stink, how the podcast is going?
The podcast is going great, man. Growing like a weed. It's been a lot of fun. Always do. I've got the Saints in a couple of weeks, so this will be great. And I do a deal on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. You can see it on YouTube or wherever you get podcasts. But I call it the leftovers. And so when I meet with coaches and I meet with players, and you know, I always meet with the head coach and the coordinators, and I meet with the quarterback, and I meet with somebody on the defensive side of the ball, and then I probably talk to 8, 10, 12 guys on the field on Sundays. And so the things that don't get in the broadcast, I bring to the leftovers podcast of the game I just did. So I've got the New England game that I did last week. This week I've got Raiders and Jacksonville, and then next week I believe I'm Carolina and the Saints. I think it's next week, so or the week after. So anyhow, you can check that out on YouTube.
Mark, before I ask you about the Saints, you talk about Cleveland, New England, and Myles Garrett. Okay, poor Will Campbell. I mean, and he beat both tackles now. Will.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Because Will Campbell is going to be an all-pro player.
Oh, no question.
Okay, he's going to be an all-pro player. I didn't like the plan.
Okay.
And here's what I didn't like. Like, you know, you got to double team that dude is from another planet. Like, he's not made from the same stuff the rest of us are made of, all right? So you've got to have a great plan on how you're going to double-team that guy. And you know Cleveland and Jim Schwartz are going to run those wide nines. They're going to be out there a ways, right? So what they ended up doing in New England, which I commented on the broadcast, is they ended up having the tight end out on him. The tight end hit him, 1,001, 1,000, and then released. And Will Campbell has taken a set. So after the tight end releases, he's one-on-one with Will Campbell from about 3 yards away. And so now all of a sudden here he comes with ahead of speed, and he's either going to bull rush you or hit you on a quick swim and turn a corner or have that Euro step move on the inside. And I was like, dude, line that tight end up and you take the outside half. Let me take the inside half. Let's put four hands on this SOB. Let's stop him on the line of scrimmage, and then you can release. Like, I thought it was a horrible plan. And so I look at that like, man, you left Will Campbell to hang out to dry. I hated it. I mean, it gave me diarrhea calling the game, and I would never do that. He didn't necessarily. The plan to me was kind of a garbage plan.
What I was going to say is, when Will's working out for the draft, he had told me, he was like, yeah, Mr. Mike, he said, I don't think it's going to be that big of a leap from the SEC to the NFL. And I don't know why, when I saw the first couple of sacks, I was like, well, I think he just found out. There is a couple of those type of guys out there, but no one like Myles Garrett. I mean, he is an elite guy. And as you say, he puts that power speed move on you, and you got issues. I don't care if you're a veteran or a rookie. You find out real quick how talented Myles Garrett is.
He is. Well, I said it on the broadcast. He's one of one.
Yep.
He's the only one. You know, and it's funny. They move him around a little bit, you know, so they're trying to move him around. It's like, it's like the worst episode. Remember that old book, Where's Waldo? And he was in a striped shirt and you could never find him. It's the worst Where's Waldo episode ever, because he wears 95 the whole time and he's 6'4" and 280 pounds and chiseled from a piece of granite. So it's like, you're not hiding him. I can see him. There he is. I see him.
Yeah, he is some kind of talent. Mark, we've talked about this before in the show many times. I know Bobby and I have spoke about it, and he felt maybe that was a certain time to play the rookie quarterback. And the Saints have made that decision. They're going to go with Tyler Shuck. I don't think that's ever a really good time. You got to play him. And that's going to be struggles early on. The processing part, where to go with the football. And we saw it last year with Drake May. Those first couple games, Drake didn't look very good. He looked awkward in the pocket. He didn't know where to go with the football downfield. But as the season went along, those last three or four games, you said, whoa, the Patriots got something here with Drake May. And then look what he does now with the Patriots. Your thoughts on Tyler Shuck getting that opportunity to be a starter for the first time, and he goes up against a Rams defense that knows how to get after you.
Yeah, well, the Rams defense is really good, and you know, baptism by fire. And this is why I said Jackson Dart should start from day one. It's going to be tough. You know, it's who cares? It's tough no matter when you start or when you get your opportunity. It's always going to be tough because they're NFL players, and so. You know, I looked at that like it's not a big deal. Like you get your start and you go, and that's what you have to do. So, it's always going to be hard. I will tell you this though, that it's interesting. I was having this conversation with somebody today. You don't ever know. Like I'm watching and I've got Raiders and I've got Jacksonville and I'm watching Trevor Lawrence and there's, you know, a drive or a series where he looks outstanding, and there's a series where he looks like he's never played before. And, you know, it's frustrating because you know he can do it, but then you know, I don't know that it's a lack of concentration. I think he just falls apart mechanically. It's almost like my golf game, you know, where I have a couple of holes I'll string together, three holes in a row where I get par, birdie, par. And I'm like, oh, I got to figure it out. And then all of a sudden it's triple, 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 you know, it's one of those things, and that's kind of where he is right now. And this is a guy that we talked about being a generational talent, generational talent. He's going to be unbelievable. Look at Caleb Williams, generational talent. How good is he? Like, and it doesn't necessarily click early. So, and then you see guys that people don't think very much of. They come in, the Brock Purdy's of the world, and they're great from day one. And so it's just a really interesting, there's some guys that get in the NFL and they're completely overwhelmed. And then there's some guys that don't hit their stride until they get in the NFL. And you don't ever know until you put the guy in.
Mark, I don't know how much you watch, but man, Chase Young for the Saints, man, he put together one hell of a game. Really, overall, the Saints defense played well enough to win, but their offense is so lousy. They turned the ball over four times. You got numerous droop passes. You got a situation where all these pre-snap penalties, and it's not being done by the rookies, it's the vets doing it. You got people moving. It's kind of a cluster you-know-what on offense. But, man, Chase Young, really pieced it together. And a lot of times against the Bucks, he was one-on-one with Tristan Wirfs. Now, I know one thing. Wirfs can play at their very highest level, and Young was getting in there. He was a real difference maker in that game against the Bucks, despite the fact the Saints didn't win.
Yeah, you know, Chase is one of those dudes that you always thought, man, if you know, I had that rookie year where he was the rookie, you know, defensive rookie of the year and all those things, and I always looked at like, man, there was so much more on the table. Then he tears his ACL, and you know, and it just was never really the same. And you always kind of just waited for him to figure it out. And I think what happens to guys that are exceptionally gifted, and this happens to a lot of defensive players, most young defensive linemen don't know how to rush the passer. They really don't, because they've never had to. They just physically dominate people. That's what they do. And so you get into college, and there may be, you know, you play at Ohio State, there may be one or two guys you play against over the course of your college career that, you know, they can hold up. And everybody else you beat like a drum. And so you don't ever develop as a passer. You just don't develop because you can just physically beat dudes up. You get in the NFL, you can't do that. You know, I mean, I'm a 10th rounder out of Idaho. And like, run into me. You try to play a power game with me, I'll eat your lunch. There ain't nobody on the planet stronger than me when I played. It just didn't exist. And so if you thought you were going to run over me because I was 200 and, you know, 85, 90 pounds, you had another thing coming. That's just not going to happen. And so if that's your game and that's the game that most college kids play, they get in the NFL and they get stymied and they get frustrated and then they lose confidence. And so when you get in the NFL, most of these guys truly don't know how to rush the passer. So that has to develop. And sometimes that takes some time. And then you throw an injury in there and you throw another year off that injury where you're not, you know, you're not sure. And then you bounce around to a team or two like that. That'll wear your confidence. So cool to see him playing. Well, I really like Chase. I really do. So really cool to see him have that kind of game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, this is more of a generic question, I guess, but the Rams 5-2 start, they're coming off their bye week after they smoked Jacksonville out and across the pond and Matthew Stafford's 5-touchdown performance out there. We already kind of brought up the weapons that they've got with Puka Nacua and Davante Adams and Kyren Williams, and the front seven is just ferocious. Mike and I were talking about in the first segment that they're second in the NFL in sacks, only behind the Broncos with 26 on the season. But I want to just kind of get your thoughts on this Rams team and where do they really rank in the NFC hierarchy? Because obviously they're contenders, they're gigantic favorites this weekend for a reason, but where do you kind of put them in the top teams in the NFC?
They can play with anybody. So, you know, whether it's Green Bay, whether it's Detroit, they're right there. Like, I don't think there's any team that has set themselves apart in the NFC. I think there's three teams to me that are really good. Now, Philadelphia kind of figured out who they are, right? They went back to going, okay, listen, we got to run the ball. We got to dominate up front, and we got to limit our quarterback to throwing it 20, 22, 23 times a game. I think he was 15 to 20. And if we've got that formula, we're pretty good. But I think if you're talking about the best teams in football, the Rams are the best teams in the NFC. The Rams are right there with Detroit, with Green Bay. I think those three, to me right now, are probably the teams that are playing the best, and they dismantled Jacksonville. But I will say this, you know, this is one of the things that kills me about watching that game and kills me about the position that I played. You know, everybody looks at 7 sacks the last 2 weeks, and they're like, oh, my God, 7 sacks. You know, this offensive line sucks. And I would tell you, it's not your offensive line that sucks. It's your quarterback. Man, he took, of those 7 sacks, 2 of them were coverage sacks. And I think, as I charted it, I credited Trevor with 4 of the remaining sacks. So 4 of them were directly his responsibility. He ran out of bounds twice without throwing the ball away. The very first play of the game was a 3-step drop where he had a hitch wide open, and he pulled it and decided to get something better, and then he got sacked on that one. And then there was one more sack where they brought a blitz where they had a guy that was not accounted for, and the hot rat, the receiver, turned his head and was like looking for the ball, and Trevor held on to it and took a sack there. So of those 7 sacks, 4 of them were on your quarterback, 2 of them were on coverage because nobody got open, and only one of them would have been credited to the offensive line.
Mark, a final question for you. I've told this to Charlie and Steve. The Packers are the ultimate play-with-your-food type team. Mm-hmm. They remind me of my 6-year-old granddaughter. She played with that food over and over and over again. They did for a half against the Steelers. First half, they played with the food all over the place. In the second half, whew, they ate up and ate up big time. Aaron Rodgers looked like an old man in that second half when they started getting after him, and their offense really clicked with Jordan Love. I don't know. I can't really give you an identity to the Packers, to be honest with you, because I think when you have that sort of trait of playing around with an opponent or whatever and almost nonchalant, and I know that's not the case, but, man, all of a sudden what you saw in the second half, if they pieced it together, for me, they could be the best team in the NFC, but you can't play with your food like what they do all the time for quarters and halves.
Yeah, no question about it. They really, you know, they had injuries across their receiving core, and they just got Christian Watson back, and I think Dobbs has been out a little bit, and so they had some issues with that. But I'm telling you, that quick passing game, I mean, that ability for Jordan Love to get the ball in the hands of his playmakers and let them go make plays. And for my money right now, you watch Kraft play in that game. Dude, that was ridiculous, man. Good. So they're legit that way, and they're playing really good football. And I thought that they were the best team I had watched the first 2 weeks of the season. I thought they were far and away the best team I'd watched on film. And then they kind of got in that lull, like you said, and it hasn't been great, and they had some injuries. And against the Steelers in that second half, they let them hang around that first half. But in that second half, man, it was Katie barred the door. And something I told you guys, gosh, when they first made that trade for Michael Parsons, I was like, I'd like to see them make him an off-the-ball linebacker.
Yeah, I remember.
Use him in multiple situations. Well, they did that, man, and him blitzing up the middle and tying things up and creating opportunities for other guys and not only creating opportunities for himself, I thought he was exceptional as well.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always love when you come on with us, brother. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.